Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. This week's Torah portion has us reading through Deuteronomy chapter 11 and into chapter 16. So I have picked a portion of scripture here in Deuteronomy chapter 13. We're going to start with verse 1. It says, if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams rises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder that he tells you comes to pass, and if he says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them, you should not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for Yahweh your God is testing you to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has taught rebellion against Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of slavery to make you live the way in which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from your midst. When Yahweh redeemed Israel out of Egypt, he pulled them out of Egypt so they could worship him. He provided the Passover lamb. He gave them instructions to apply blood to the doorposts of their homes. They were instructed to kill a lamb, a young lamb, and apply that blood to the doorposts of their home. And to those who did that, the angel of death passed over that home. And during that night, they left Egypt. He brought them through the wilderness for the purpose to bring them into the promised land in order to worship him. It was upon this moment that he gives them the Torah, or his instructions, or some people call it a law, on how to love him, how to worship him. That is what his Torah is. The Torah is the foundation for every believer to know how to love and how to worship God. He has called us to worship him. So he called them out of Egypt. He brings them into the wilderness, and now they're going to go into the promised land, and they are to walk in his ways. They are to worship him according to the instructions that he has given them. And so he's laying out the fact that there are going to be false prophets. There are going to be those who are going to come and claim to be a prophet, who are not sent from him, who are not from God. And this passage gives us the key to understanding how we can tell who the real prophet is and who the false prophet is. Or you could say in today's time, who the real teachers are and who the false teachers are. The false prophet will come and still work a sign. They're still going to have wonders that follow them. So we can't look at a person and see there are signs and wonders being done by an individual or by a prophet or even by someone who comes and claims to be the Messiah. Because we're going to see here later on in this teaching that Yeshua talks about the fact that there's going to be false messiahs, those who are going to come, they're going to lie, and they're going to try and say that they are the Messiah. But one thing that we can know about every one of these false messiahs or a false prophet or a false teacher is their goal is actually going to try to lead people astray. They're going to try to get people to not walk according to God's ways, according to his Torah. That is what his ways is. It is his Torah. His Torah is his way. It leads us in the right way of living before Yahweh, okay? So they're not going to point us towards his Torah. They're not going to point us towards the instructions and the commandments and his laws which he has given us. But they're going to distract us from those, and they're going to point us in a different direction. So if someone comes along who tries to lead you astray, as the verse says here, to go after other gods or to walk in the ways of this world, to be conformed unto this world instead of being transformed into the image of Yeshua, then we know that this person, the words that they are speaking, is not of God. Now, as we see in verse 5, that dreamer or that prophet that does this was to be put to death. So this was something that was to be taken seriously. This was not something that they should allow to continue because it could spread like a disease in the camp. So they had to put an end to it. So something to think about as even believers today is when we think about false teachings and we think about hearing those things that are contrary to his Torah and his law, we need to put an end to those things and not allow it to spread. Because if we allow it to spread, it can cause danger. But the biggest thing and the point here is that we need to see and understand that just because a person can work a sign or a wonder does not mean that they are from God. And as Yeshua says, does not actually mean that they will get into heaven. So let's look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So here Yeshua is teaching us. He says, first of all, not everyone will enter into the kingdom of heaven who says, Lord, Lord. So just because they call upon his name doesn't mean they're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And as we go on in the next verse, they could call upon his name. They could even prophesy in his name. They can even cast out demons in his name. They can do mighty works. They could have a pretty good ministry, and they could be making an impact. But if they are not doing the will of their Father, if they're not walking in his ways, if they're not walking in obedience to his commandments, they will not enter into heaven. It is unto those who do the will of the Father who is in heaven. To those who do not do the will of the Father, who choose to walk according to their flesh and seek out the evil inclinations that are within inside them and practice lawlessness, who do whatever is right in their own eyes, instead of seeking out his ways, they walk in their own ways. To those, he says, depart from me because you were workers of lawlessness. You did contrary to the law. You walked as if there was no law. You disobeyed. You continuously broke the law. Let's look at Matthew chapter 24 and verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will arise, and great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. So we see here that there's going to be those who claim to be a Messiah, who claim to be prophets. They're going to perform great signs and wonders, and they're going to do this for the purpose to lead people astray. Even those who are elect, or you could say even those who are believers. So if a believer is not on guard, it is not watching what is going on, and if they get caught up in the signs and the wonders and the words that are being spoken, instead of checking to make sure that what is being taught and what they are following lines up with God's word, they can be led astray. And this is done for a purpose. You know, the evil one, Satan, his desire is for everyone to worship him and not Yahweh. So he is a liar. And he is trying to lead people astray. He is trying to deceive people because he wants to pull them away. And just because you are now a believer doesn't mean that he's not going to come and still try to deceive you. So we need to be careful. And the thing that provides the grounding for us is those who understand God's Torah, his law, his commandments, his ways. We understand them, we know them, and we're walking in them. If we are doing that, then we can stand against the deception of the evil one. But if we do not do that, if we're not grounded on his law, then when the deception comes, we're going to be vulnerable to his deception. And a person could possibly even fall away from their faith and follow that which is false because they were not grounded in the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Messiah. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deed. So Paul is discussing how these false apostles, okay, who are deceitful people, they are lying, they are playing a part, they disguise themselves as apostles of Messiah. So they make themselves appear, they act as if they are an apostle of Yeshua, but in the end, their goal is to deceive and lead astray. Okay? And it says, even Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. So that which is false or that which is evil doesn't always appear to be evil. It doesn't always appear to be this obvious thing that when you look at it, you say that is obviously wrong and evil and not from God. But he disguises himself as an angel of light, meaning that there are things that they do, or even in their behavior, the way they act, the way they talk, can appear to be as light or as that which is good. They put on a deception. So that which is evil isn't always readily able to be seen. Sometimes we have to take the time to inspect and see what is truly going on. And again, what's going to help us determine that is what is their relationship with the law of God? Because that was the test given unto Israel to know between that which was the false prophet. Are they leading you in my ways, or are they trying to get you to worship another? So that's what we have to look at. Evil will try to cause us to worship another. It will try to cause us to conform unto this world, to give in to our flesh and the evil desires that live inside of us. But it's not going to be blatant. It is going to disguise itself to appear to be something that is good while leading you astray. So they disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. They play a role to make themselves appear as if they are walking in righteousness. That's why it's very important for us to understand his law and his Torah and have a good, firm foundation, so we can stand against those that come, these false prophets and teachers and false messiahs that come as an angel of light who will just kind of blend in, and they appear to be servants of righteousness. They will work signs and wonders, but in the end, their goal is to lead you astray. So we need to make sure that we do not allow anyone to lead us astray. Now let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, "Now concerning the coming of our Lord Yeshua Messiah and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come." So here we see Paul is even telling the church here to be careful of the fact that there are going to be those who are going to try to deceive you. Verse 3, "Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God." So this passage, Paul is speaking of the anti-Messiah. There's coming a time when the man of lawlessness, one who's going to pose to be the Messiah, is going to set up his seat in the temple of God, and he is himself is going to proclaim himself to be God, and he is going to try to get everybody to worship him. This is going to happen during the tribulation. Verse 5, "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way." So Paul is saying here in this verse that the mystery of lawlessness was already at work. There was already those going around teaching and proclaiming deceitfulness, trying to deceive people, to pull people off course. And he was teaching them lawlessness, teaching them as if there is no law. That which God gave his people to instruct us on how to love him, how to worship him in purity and in righteousness, in a way in which is pleasing unto him, that is a sweet aroma unto him. There are those who are trying to get rid of his commands, and they're already teaching lawlessness, or they're teaching contrary to his Torah, leading people to walk in what is right in their own eyes. And the spirit of lawlessness started then, and the spirit of lawlessness, this mystery of lawlessness, is still at work in the world today, and it's going to be at work even in the end when Yeshua comes back, until the evil one is defeated and put away. In verse 8, "And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Yeshua will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming." The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. So this lawless one is coming with all power, false signs, and wonders. So this one is going to be able to perform signs and wonders. Verse 10, "And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refused to love the truth and so be saved." So verse 10 here is a key verse here. He says, "With all wicked deception for those who are perishing." Why did they perish? Why did they fall for the deceit? When the false prophet came around, it says, because they refused to love the truth. What is the truth? His Torah is the truth. Psalms 119 tells us that his Torah is truth. So scripture is truth. Torah being the foundation of it. And as we read through the rest of the book, we can learn more. We see more of the character of our God. We see instructions on how to carry out. We see discipline and reproof brought to those who did not walk in obedience to his Torah. But his Bible, the Bible, everything from Genesis unto Revelations, is all in agreement. And the Torah is that foundation, and everything else is teaching us about that foundation we learned in those first five books. So if we want to stand against the evil one, to stand against his deceitfulness, we need to understand his word. We need to be grounded in his word, and that includes understanding his law and walking in his law, having a desire to walk in it, not casting it to the side. Because when we cast his law to the side, now we begin to do what is right in our own eyes, and we become one who begins to love lawlessness, and we will find ourselves in a position to be deceived by the evil one. Let's look at verse 11 here. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So to those who did not love the truth, it says that God actually sends a strong delusion, which is going to come in the form of false prophets and false teachers and false messiahs, that they may believe what is false, so they would be condemned. And who is this to? To those who did not love the truth, to those who did not love his word, his scripture, and his Torah, and did not desire to walk in his truth. If you love or believe the truth, you're going to walk in it. They both go hand in hand. You believe the truth, so you walk in the truth. You believe the truth, so you obey the truth. If you love the truth, then you have a desire to walk in the truth, and you will walk in the truth. Remember, he says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Obedience plays a big part in loving our God, okay? It says, but what did these people have? They had pleasure in unrighteousness. So they did not love or embrace or walk in his Torah or believe in his Torah. But instead, they sought the pleasure that came from disobeying the Torah and doing what was right in their own eyes. And to those who do that, they will be condemned, and they can see strong delusion sent their way because of the fact that they did not love his truth. Psalm 66:10, he says, for you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. Remember, in our first passage, it says, for the Lord your God, for Yahweh your God is testing you. He is going to test his people. And the purpose of this test is to know whether you love him with all your heart and your soul. So when one comes along who speaks things that are against his Torah, who will lead you away from his Torah and his law, his commandments, and you follow this false prophet, then he's going to know that you do not love him with all your heart and your soul. He is testing you to see, are you going to seek the pleasure that comes from walking in lawlessness and walking as if there is no law? Because remember, sin is pleasurable for a season, but joy comes from walking in obedience to God. So he is going to test his people. He's going to want to see who really loves him. He says, I have tested you as silver is tried. How is silver tested? How is silver tried? It is tried in a furnace, in a fire. And that is how he tests us. Through the fire, through the furnace, through trials and temptations in our life, he will test his people. And his testing even sharpens us and makes us stronger. So he wants to see whether you love him with all of your heart and soul. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. Here John is telling us that there are many false prophets who are already out there in the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua Messiah has come in the flesh is from God. They're recognizing that Yeshua is the Messiah. And every spirit that does not confess Yeshua is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. You could say the anti-Messiah, the one who would pose to be the Messiah, the one who would lie and deceive to say he is the Messiah, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know we have the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay, so John lays it out. First thing he says here, okay, that the world listens to the world. So if you find yourself listening more to the world than you do to God's law, you have to ask yourself, are you of the world or are you of Yeshua, of Yahweh? The one that you're listening to, the ways in which you're walking will show you whether or not you are of the world or you are of Yeshua. Whoever knows God listens unto us, listens to the words being spoken of by Yeshua. The ones of the world does not listen, right? But by this we know the spirit of truth. Who are they listening to? Who are they following? What are they doing? Are they walking in righteousness? Are they walking in obedience to the law? Or are they walking in lawlessness? But verse 4 says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them, meaning you have overcome the world. You have overcome the false teachings, the false messiahs. Okay, you have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So he has given us his spirit. To every believer who has professed Yeshua Messiah as their Messiah, as their Redeemer, as their Savior, that person has had their heart circumcised. He places his spirit inside of you to lead you and guide you. So everything that you need to stand against that which is false, to be able to recognize that which is false, the ability to say no, the ability to overcome the temptation that comes your way and to resist it is by the help of his spirit living inside of you. His spirit will guide us. When you think about Israel as they were brought out of Egypt through the wilderness into the promised land, the one thing we read about is how they were led by the fire by night and the cloud by day. That was the spirit of God leading his people on their journey where they were going. And in the same resides for every believer today. His spirit is living inside of us, leading us and guiding us and how to navigate through this world that has the false prophets, the false teachers out there. So it's important to be filled with his spirit. Now remember, the spirit is not going to lead us astray from what his law tells us to do. So if something inside of you, or if you feel that you're being led to do something contrary to his law, then you're not following the spirit, you're following your flesh. Let's look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. So his Spirit abides in us. And who does he abide with? Who does he commune with? To those who keep his commandments. So understanding his commandments, not just knowing them, but loving them, believing in them, being obedient to them, walking in them, plays a crucial role in every believer's life. Number one, it is our guide. It is our map that helps navigate us through this dark world. His word is a light unto our feet. Okay. So we have a world that is full of pleasures that can be pleasurable for a season. We have an evil one out there who's trying to deceive us, trying to pull us away from the light and into his darkness. And if we're going to navigate our way through that, we need to be one who keeps his commandments. And when we keep his commandments, we abide in him, and he abides with us. He has communion with us. We become as a friend of God. He talks to us. We can talk to him. He will be our God, meaning he will be our mighty one. He will bring provision. He will bring healing. He will bring deliverance. He will protect his people. Now, we will face the trials, and we will be tested to prove our love for him. Remember, Peter was asked by the evil one to be tested, and Yeshua allowed Peter to be tested. So we will be tested. And when we walk in his commandments, we can know his Spirit, which is freely given to every believer. But in order to have that healthy relationship with his Spirit and to have that communion with his Spirit, we need to be walking in his commandments, which we do with the help of his Spirit. And we can know that his Spirit is living and dwelling inside of us. And no matter how dark it may get out there, no matter how big the deception can come. And again, remember, the evil one is an angel of light. So the deception will not be obvious. So we have to be on guard. But if we have his Spirit living inside of us, he will help us navigate that deception. If we have his commandments written in our hearts, and we love them and we believe in them and we're doing them, we will not fall for the deception. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us again this week for this teaching. So we will be back again next week with a teaching from the next Torah portion. So I want to encourage you to come back, and shalom, y'all.